We're back to the Neil Haley Show in the Total Celebrity segment, and I cannot believe we have the winners of the Titan Games on, Danny Spiegel and Matt Chan. Guys, thanks for calling, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Happy to be here.
Absolutely. Let's go first of all. We'll let ladies first. Danny, how does it feel to win this competition, especially when you're going against world-class athletes, especially the celebrity athletes? I mean, it's got to be amazing to know you won.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. It's incredible to have gone up against athletes from so many backgrounds and being able to, you know, still come out on top. So it's one of those moments where I have to be super proud of all the stuff that I've done to prepare.
Oh, absolutely.
Just, you know, training every day, so it was really cool to kind of drop everything on a whim and go out for this competition that I was invited to and do so well. And I think having my wife there and my mom was there for one of the episodes was just even better. It just was icing on the cake. So having friends and loved ones get to be a part of it was just fantastic. And of course, getting to meet the celebrities and of course, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. The whole experience was just something that was, I'll take with me to the grave, because it was really just once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Exactly. And Danny, for yourself that's been involved in competitions for a long time, just like Matt, I think that sometimes people underestimated you guys, right? Especially looking at your experience and what you bring to the table in this competition.
I wouldn't say you underestimated. I think people are pretty intimidated. I think people are scared. Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Really?
Tough to know, because a lot of the competitors came from different backgrounds. So, you know, some of the men and the women were just beasts. When you see them, what they do very well. And I think, you know, they might have been intimidated by us, but I definitely had a little bit of the intimidation factor going. Some of those guys were huge.
but I'm just saying, for you, Danny, especially with your experience and what you've done, you know, in fitness, I mean, like in the CrossFit type of game and stuff, that, you know, you really were ready for this. And same with you, Matt. Both of you guys are in awesome shape. People think about, you know, competing against celebrity athletes and how can you compete against the best of the best in the world. Well, ultimately, you guys bring your A game as well, Danny. That's for sure.
It was incredible going up against all of these athletes. And it's funny because, you know, CrossFit isn't a huge sport yet. So it's not a common household name. So when you hear other sports, you know, I went up against an Olympian track runner.
Yes.
Like, you know, everyone knows that. In football, everyone knows that sport. So I think someone, you know, might hear CrossFit and they may not know exactly what it is that we do. Hopefully, you know, as time goes on, that changes, because it is a wonderful sport, and both myself and Matt are and have been at the top of the sport, so we are the best of the best in what we do as well.
So Matt, kind of define for me CrossFit really quick. So this is the platform for you guys really to promote CrossFit, especially beating those athletes in all these other sports, to understand that what CrossFit is in certain ways. Some people know it. Hey, you know, they go CrossFit training, they hit the gym, but the competitions and stuff.
Yeah, so I mean, I'll use my definition of it. It's, you know, you perform varied functional movements, and that could be anything from body weight exercises to cardio exercises to weightlifting exercises. But the one big thing that they share in common is that they're all relatively intense. And you know, when you work out with that relative intensity that's right for the person that's doing it, it's going to look very different from person to person. But for Danny and I mean, Danny definitely does a lot of stuff that I don't do anymore. You know, I'm 42, I'm a firefighter, I need to stay healthy for the job, and I'm not competing in that sport anymore. So, you know, I rarely do muscle-ups. I rarely do something like a handstand walk. But she's prepared for all of that. And the cool part is this competition, just the amount of training that I do, just an hour a day, I was prepared to obviously win this thing. So I think that's the testament to using the CrossFit methodology as at least part of your of your training is that you're going to be prepared for anything that you want to participate in.
Well, Danny, you're very modest, but trust me, you're a star in this sport, and keep up the great work as both of you guys as big time role models for the sport to get more and more people involved and get the sport out there more, Danny, for sure.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. So guys, congratulations again for winning, and very humble people, but hey, to compete against the best of the best in the world and win, you got to continue to live it and breathe it and help others know that they too can overcome challenges and become champions like you two. So thanks again for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, guys.
You.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment.